You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode Quattro.
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 Like the razor.
Kind of like the razor. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to call this one, I Recall the Purple Gorilla, but Do Not Remember the Specifics.
That's close enough. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I remember. Yeah, nice.
And okay, so we lied. We were going to try to keep a tally. We're not a tally, but try to keep ideas of what to do the podcast on and not ramble so much.
Did not happen.
We blew that right out of the water this week.
We got last week's in, so that was good. It was at least one week.
We're getting better. So we do a lot of rambling. We talk a little bit about new studio setup, a little bit about hiking. Rockwood Hill's a joke. There's a lot of ohms. Which we're probably going to cut out. And then we talk a little bit about something we might do to help out an organization for a very good cause.
As well as a little weekend getaway, maybe.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
A little camping. The Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts
now. Mars Studios. It actually works.
Mars. I used to do So the evolution of the studio continues. We now have I put up some rope lighting and did a little more soundproofing. Now I'm actually impressed because I know those kids are still right outside there playing.
You can't hear them.
And you can't hear them.
No.
So it's better than it was.
It's a fabulous look in here.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second.
And there we go.
There we go. Turn the light off.
And there's, of course, as you can hear, another improvement is my new microphone.
Your new microphone. And I am highly impressed with that microphone.
It is a Blue Spark, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I really like it.
It is wonderful. It actually does capture my voice a little bit more than the last one.
Yeah, well, we were using a, what is that? It's a Shure, I don't remember, I put it away. I think it's a Shure 58, which is a very good on-stage vocal microphone. For podcasting, it doesn't do so well. And you can hear the ice in the background. Now, that is a trick that Rocco learned from watching Mike Rowe.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was tooling around, and I came across a... it was on YouTube, Adventures in Voice Acting, something like that.
Adventures in Podcasting.
Adventures in Podcasting.
Or was it Adventures in Voiceover?
I don't know.
Something like
Mike Rowe. Yeah. And I was just tooling around looking at it because I was doing research on the microphones. And he was sitting there, and I guess he did a few of these, and he said that so having some whiskey actually does, I guess it coats your vocal cords.
Yeah.
And I like it. But I'm a fan of bourbon anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah. And I got to be careful because we were just talking about this before we actually started. I used to love drinking whiskey or bourbon or scotch, anything like that. And I have a tendency to start to want to walk if I drink too much. And when I was down in Florida, I don't think I was living there yet. I went down to visit, was drinking with our buddy's neighbor, and hurt myself pretty good. And actually, for probably 2 or 3 years after that, even if I smelled whiskey, I want to throw up.
Yeah. I did something similar with Southern Comfort.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, Southern Comfort and I had a small bottle, comparatively, and I had it for someone's a housewarming gift. And I had it at the house, and this was, I can't even tell you how long ago it was. It was right out of college. And so I had it sitting there, and we're, me and the girl I was with, so something was going on. I can't really recall. But anyway, bad mood, came upset. You know, fights and stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I don't have anything here. I'm like, wait a minute, I have Southern Comfort. I'm not a Southern Comfort drinker.
And you are when you're upset.
Now I'm not. No, I started drinking that with Coke, and like, so it was a SoCo or whatever they called it. And then I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Bad. Like crawling to the bathroom, bad.
I didn't even make it to the bathroom. I was in an area I didn't know. And I started to walk, like I tend to do. And at some point, I kind of regained my
awareness
to an extent. And I realized I was in the middle of the woods in Florida, somewhere where I didn't know. Not on a road. I was in the woods. And I didn't know where the house was. I didn't know the neighborhood. And I wound up finding my way back, and I was sitting on the side of the house, and I just was puking my brains out. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, weird things happen in Florida.
It could have been worse. You could have found yourself in a
alligator.
Place, yeah, with those alligators.
Yeah, it was very possible. Or, in you know, hey, you don't belong around here, but you a Yankee. Hey, why don't you come here, Yankee? Yeah.
What are you doing back?
I'm going to feed you to my pet.
Where were you born?
You're born north of the Mason-Dixon line. Well, that's sacrilege.
It's the thing I love about people from up here. We've had this discussion before where they think that you can like country and have pickup truck and put the Dixie flag on your vehicle, and that makes you South.
No.
But if you're born from here, or if you're from here, or if your family's from here, you're a Yankee.
Yeah, you've stepped foot over the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
You are now a Yankee. And they don't like that.
By the way, that...
I like the shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Beer. The reason I get up in the morning.
Yes, believe it or not, my mother bought me this shirt once.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. She's like, well, you can't wear it anybody. But you can't wear it anywhere but in your house. I'm like, okay.
You can't wear it to work.
Well, it's just, I mean,
actually, you should wear it to work. That'd be hysterical.
It's a T-shirt, so I had it under my shirt.
Yeah. Did you wear it to work?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, I
would have left the shirt open, just walked around. What's your shirt say? Yeah. You don't think I come in here for the job, do you? When I go to the bathroom, I'm getting plastered.
That's a nice shirt.
Yeah, very nice.
Is Elijah Craig.
Yes.
Bourbon that we're partaking in tonight.
Yeah, and it's we haven't drank in a podcast in a while, so.
Right, and this is really just to see if
it makes a difference.
So, we haven't actually had much in the way of drinking during a podcast since probably last year.
Yeah, probably middle of the last season.
Yeah.
But I think the mojito episode was...
Oh, yeah, the mojito.
It was fun.
They were good.
They were good. I haven't had a mojito since then.
Me neither.
Yeah. Mojitos. Mmm.
I wonder if I still have that mint growing in my yard.
Probably. It just grows wild around here.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be next time.
Yeah.
Next time on the podcast.
So our resident Facebook poster... posted another photo. I don't think I sent it to you.
I don't think you told me about this.
I went after the episode last week. I went back and looked at his post, and he had made a couple comments which I didn't see because the way Facebook alerts you about stuff now makes no sense. So I never saw them come up. So I went to his page, and it was pictures. I guess he just recently went to Stonehenge.
Nice.
And took some pictures.
I wouldn't mind going there.
Neither would I. But apparently. I guess it's moss or lichen or whatever is growing on the rocks. He's just finding faces and all over.
Oh, yeah.
So there was like thousands of faces on these stones.
So it was the human ability to see patterns and recognize a face.
Yeah. So I looked at that and then looked at another post that he put up. And it was a picture of South America kind of turned on its side with the outline of a face. Because if you look at anything, you can almost see a face in anything. So... apparently, this guy just likes to see faces.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that. No. It could be worse.
But I doubt that the aliens created a whole continent in the shape of a face.
They'd be pretty powerful, and I think they'd still be around.
It seems unlikely.
It does.
Yeah. Unless they're living on the moon, and they can control it. I don't know. It just...
Maybe they made the moon.
Well, there is a face in the moon.
Well, they're up there, then there's a lot more than one face.
Yes. Well, there's a... C-3PO head or something on the moon, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is that on the moon or is that... There's a Sasquatch on Mars. I know that.
That was the moon. There was like a cyborg head or...
Oh, yes.
Or a robot head.
Yeah. Yeah. Cyberman or something, looks like.
Yeah. Because they were... Then one of the pictures, this is a robot head.
And if you look at it the right way, it could look like a robot head, but it also looks a lot like a rock.
Yeah. Which it is. It's a rock.
I would hope so. Oh, and happy anniversary to the Mars... Curiosity.
Happy birthday, Curiosity.
One Mars year. 600 and some odd days.
Oh, I was going to say, because it seems like a lot more than...
It's been a lot more. It's been like 8 years. It's been up there. It was supposed to last for 3 months.
I'm like, what
happened?
It's been
up there for like 8 years.
Did we send another one that I didn't know about?
Yeah, so whatever it's a lot of days that going around the sun, and it's been up there for a year.
And it's still working. It was only supposed to last how long? Very short amount of time.
The original project was they were going to keep them up there for 3 months, and that's If anything over that is gravy. One of them has since stopped responding to Spirit or whatever the other one was. But, no, it was the Spirit and the Opportunity and the Curiosity. I don't know, just sent three. One of them died, and the other two are still going.
Which is really amazing, and it's a triumph for our intellect and technology.
Yes, we can't make a road that lasts more than 3 months.
Just not
but
here.
We can create a Mars rover that will last forever, apparently.
Roads do last other places except for Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah. They probably last longer on Mars.
You don't want a road to last because you don't make money on a road to last. So you have to put in junk material, and then you could send your guys back out there the next year or the next year
next week.
That. Right.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want to do. You don't want a road to last.
Yeah, that's why solar freaking roadways will never happen around here.
That's what we did. Have we mentioned?
I think we brought it up, but we didn't get into it too much. So a couple of weeks ago, we decided we were going to start coming to the podcast prepared with things to talk about, and we did a really good job that last week and this week.
Yes, we did.
Nothing. I just did not have the time.
I had a couple of things prepared.
Oh.
Wrote them down.
Oh, you wrote them?
And yeah, with a pencil.
Wow.
It's a mechanical pencil, but it's a pencil.
Oh.
And it's all completely prepared at work.
That's not going to do us any good here.
No. But I did have one thing in my phone because I've been keeping track of things. Have you started watching or have you been watching Mountain Men?
No, I didn't know it was back on here.
Yeah, it's probably about 4 or 5 episodes in.
Damn it.
I want to say that it's either History Channel or Discovery Channel.
I think it's...
I don't remember.
Say History Channel. Maybe Learning Channel, but...
It's hysterical. It's a good it's a good series because it's basically about these people.
Is the guy with the Jeep?
In the middle of nowhere. No.
He's not on there anymore?
Well, he might be. I haven't seen
him.
Okay. But this last week was an episode where, well, of course, Eustace was in it. For anybody out there.
Golly, that's a... That piece of wood just disintegrated. I just don't understand why.
I don't know.
I built this building 50 years ago, and it was a great building. Now it's just falling apart.
Untreated lumber from my backyard.
I don't pay any taxes on it. I don't understand
why. Why do I have to pay taxes?
Why is this thing falling apart?
I own the land.
I fight for people keep on trying to come in and take my property, what's rightfully mine, and I got to throw these beans at them that I've been growing.
He's like, I need to grow the alfalfa. but he apparently paid off whatever debt he was because of the taxes. I don't know.
He made a canoe and he sold a horse. He owed like $150,000 in taxes. How the hell did he pay that off?
Yeah, I'm guessing that it was all show driven.
Yeah.
He must have had stuff saved. But now he has this old sawmill on his property, and he wants to start using that, but he has nowhere to store it. So they're talking about that. And then he goes, I can't even afford to drive this truck because of the gas prices. But I have this idea that I could run it on wood. So
no.
Yeah, so he and his buddy from down the street or whatever.
The only person in that little neighborhood that makes any goddamn sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, Eustace, you can't do that. So he decides to build a gasifier. So he has this big pickup truck. I think it's either a pickup or I don't think it was a dump. So he wants to build a gasifier. So he has a couple of giant metal drums, and he hooks everything up with, of course, PVC pipe running the gas into the exhaust, and actually got it to work. He actually did get it to work. But
before it blew up the engine.
Well, he did blow it up once because they were doing it at like midnight in the winter.
Of course.
And there was like the condensation apparently stopped up something and then it blew.
Yeah.
But they actually got it to work. So what they did, and I've never really, I don't think I've ever heard of this before. So anyone out there might be able to relate because apparently, relate to me, because apparently you can get wood.
Mm-hmm.
And burn it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fumes that come after that wood, out of that wood, you can then, I guess there's a way to clean that of something. I don't know if, exactly what they need to do to it. Add a little air, and those fumes then get pushed into the exhaust manifold somehow. And that actually works. Or it was all made up for the show.
And this sounds like total bullshit, because if you're pushing things into the exhaust manifold, that's after the engine. And the engine is what makes things move.
I want to say that maybe they hooked it into the air intake.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But if wood was that flammable where you could create gasoline fumes, don't you think campfires would just explode?
Well, that's what I was thinking. But I wanted to look it up. But it was awesome to see that they're like, oh, you can run a truck off of, you know,
a gasified piece of wood.
Something like that. But they said that this technology has been around since the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you never heard of that.
No.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just interesting. I'm like, these guys are going to make some kind of technology from the 1800s and then somehow connect it to a modern-day vehicle so they could run their... It's just... It was... You'd have to watch it. You should start watching that
again. I should. I'm sure it's on demand. I could probably watch it. I just don't know if I could stomach watching Eustace figure out how to gasify some wood so I can run this car tax-free off the land.
I don't want to pay for gasoline. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
And then there was...
He hasn't paid for gasoline in 37 years. He could buy a little gas.
He seems like he just...
Either that or he's a genius.
He's on something.
Maybe he's a genius.
And it's all fake.
It's all fake.
He could be the producer, yeah. As far as we know.
The camera stopped rolling, he hops in his Bentley, and off he goes.
That bad, I don't even know if you want to call it dreads, whatever that he's on his head, he's just a wig.
It's a wig, yeah.
Takes it right off.
It could be. People do it. They, you know, they go scrounge and panhandle on the streets, and then when they get enough money, they take off their dirty clothes, throw them in the trunk of their Cadillac, mm-hmm. and go home.
There was just...
Yes, that really happens.
Within the last 3 or 4 months, I heard about... I think it was Miami. They tracked down this one homeless person who was famous for, you know, panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got him to break down and say, yeah, I don't... And it's recorded, so you could look it up. And he actually came forward and said, no, I make over $100,000 a year doing this because people... Especially if you're in more of a bigger city where there's people that have extra money, yeah. He just stands around and they hand him this money and then he just takes it and then he's on his way.
You figure if you're doing that for 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
and you see 5,000 people, and one out of every five gives you some kind of money,
you're making money.
You're going to make money.
Yeah, and all you're doing is you're outside asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can make over $100,000. How could you not do it? How is he going to go to do anything else in his life if...
Yeah.
And, you know, it's tax-free because nobody's...
It's cash.
No one knows anything.
They're not writing them checks.
Mm-mm.
Not giving them a check with a 1099 form attached to it. Here you go. Wouldn't that be funny?
I'm from the homeless division, and I'm here to collect your earnings.
That'd be awesome. They should start doing it. I'm here to tax your collection cup. We'll take 30% of that. Thank you.
They have just a guy standing around next to him. What'd you get, 10 cents? Here, give me 20 cents.
Did you get 10 cents? Give me 20 cents. That sounds about right.
It's the government.
That's how they do it. Oh, you made $5,000 this week. Give it $7.
Mm-hmm.
Dollars? Nope, $1,000. Mm. Oh, you just have to owe
Listen,
it.
Listen, it's for your roads. But these roads are horrible. That's why we're going to increase your taxes for the roads. Yeah, but we're already giving you taxes to do the roads. Well, you're going to give us more.
No, you're giving us taxes to assess the roads so we can look at them and see what they need. But we're not going to actually do that either. We're only going to inspect bridges once every 10 years,
mm-hmm.
And fix them once every 30, 40, or in some cases, 100 years.
Hundreds. Over 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I
love.
There are two bridges in this area that are over 100 years old and have had no major work done to them.
Oh, I know. There's more than that.
Well, major bridges.
Oh, okay, yes, major
bridges. Where if these two bridges fell, two parts of the city would be inaccessible.
Yeah.
Well, not easily accessible. It wouldn't be inaccessible, but it would be very difficult.
And it's perfectly normal. It's like, okay, this has been here over 100 years. But you've been getting taxes for over 100 years.
To fix roads that haven't been fixed.
For the infrastructure.
So where did that money go?
Mm-hmm.
Pockets.
Not mine.
Not mine.
I don't have asphalt money.
No. Asphalt money. Oh, sono grande non dormio.
Yeah, I'm not that good. I just don't. Oh.
No, I can't find it. There is, if you get two tones like that, you actually make the phone busy signal.
Oh, yeah.
Or the dial tone.
Huh. Do they even have dial tones anymore?
Not on cell phones. On landlines, do.
I guess they do. I guess they could. A lot of times
there's
now,
no point.
But a lot of times now you actually just... You're right, there's no point. But you could actually dial the number and then send it.
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason for a dial tone was so you knew you had a live line.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes if you were dialing from a payphone, then you could hear the computer can hear the connection of the money going in.
Yes. It broke up the sound. I had a friend who had a little... It was like a microphone that you put on the... Or a speaker you put on the receiver of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick it up, you hit the button, and go ding, 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 and it makes the same sound.
Nice.
And you get free calls.
The 80s.
Well, no, that was in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He was behind his time.
Well, this is when payphones were still... I mean, people had pagers, but... Yeah, I figure it was...
You know what?
It was mid-90s before.
We should do, an antiquated technology moment, like a flashback antiquated technology moment from, the last 20 years or so. Every week. That'd be cool.
It would be kind of cool.
Like, this is what you used to be able to do, or this is what you used to work.
Today, you can just pick up your cell phone and call the person next door. Back in the day, you had to actually leave the house...
Or open the window.
Or open the window.
Be like, hey, Bob!
I remember we used to be able to call. The town I grew up in was so small that you could just pick up the phone and dial the last three numbers.
Oh, my God.
And it would call that number. If it was the same, the area code was 6, or the exchange was 676. So if your number was 0001 and your neighbor was 0005... You just did 005,
uh-huh.
And would call them.
Wow.
And you didn't do anything else.
Well, my father used to tell me about stuff like that when he was young. So apparently that continued on at least one more generation.
Yeah. Yeah, you could also call your own number, hang up, and ring the house.
That's weird.
Yeah. So we had a phone upstairs. We had a phone downstairs. If instead of just yelling up the steps, you pick up the phone, dial your own number, hang up, it would ring.
So people would know you want them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You could have just gone, hey, get down here.
Yeah.
I'd come down. But.
What?
Yeah. But the phone was in my dad's office. So he didn't like to be disturbed, but he'd answer the phone.
So you'd call him, basically.
Yeah.
Just by phone.
So you'd do stuff. You'd ring him, you go, hello? And he'd go, guess what? He'd go, what? You click, you hang up on him. He'd come down, who's on the phone?
I remember when... Well, of course, you'd always have that giant long cord. But then, so whoever wanted to use the phone would always, pick up to be a dick. They'd, pick up that other end just to be like, are you still on the phone? I need to use. And then they hang up, and then you'd still be on the phone, and then they'd do it again.
Yeah.
You
use your, oh, sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you were on the phone.
You can hear me talking. You're in the next room.
Well, before I moved out, God knows how many years ago it was, my father used to pick up the phone and just start dialing. So you would be on the phone. So I would basically...
<wouldn't> listen.
No. So I basically,
no one else could be using the phone.
I'd be on the phone, basically. I mean, you're talking about in your 20s, so I'd be trying to get laid. So I'd be talking to somebody on the phone, not just having, one of the initial conversations.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, what about your friends? Oh, really? What do you like? What kind of music? And then all you hear is... Dee-doo-doo-dee. Hello?
Hello? Why is this thing ringing?
Who's on the phone?
I don't have a party line.
I need to call, he'll be like, I need to call your grandmother about some really horrible thing she had to go to the doctors for.
I don't know what that segment was, but you just killed the microphone.
Sorry about that. I apologize to my microphone.
You flatline.
Hello? Yeah, this thing is so sensitive that anything like that, I have to turn away.
Yeah.
The wind, just my breath, even if I'm not shouting, will We'll do that.
Yep. I remember when you used to be able to hear the cord and during a call, if someone's stretching the phone too far, you hear that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I'm trying to get some snacks. Hold on a second.
I remember that if someone was on the phone, generally a sibling or someone, because not you wouldn't do this to your parents, but they'd have the phone cord stretched out as far as possible, like two rooms away possibly, right?
Yank it.
Either you yank it or you disconnect it from the base, and then all of a sudden that person has to come running out as fast as they can and go all the way back and then plug it back
and
in.
And then redial because it would hang up.
Would maybe that's why people would be upset with me.
They'd be so mad because it would actually hang up on them.
But then again, I've also been in the situation of tripping over that damn cord.
Yeah.
Because you'd be doing something stupid because you're a kid and you'd be running around and then all of a sudden, boom, and you go down and be like, what that? Like, because the cord has been stretched and then it's along the ground underneath the door into the bathroom.
Coiled up. Yeah. It's no longer, you know, contracts because it's been stretched out so many times. Yep. It's just a loose loop of wire on the ground.
Here's something for you. Do you remember this? Tape answering machines.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? I do. How cool it would be because you could get your own code. And call your house to get your answering machine messages.
Mm-hmm. I do remember sitting on the floor, and we had a playroom, and the phone, the downstairs phone was in the pantry.
Mm.
So you had to go into into the playroom, into the pantry, and the phone was there. And then, so if somebody was on the phone, they'd just be in that room or in the kitchen, and the line would be stretched out and going in. And when I was a kid, you could sit there, and if you got just the right distance away from the cord, and you let your eyes relax enough, it would actually look like you could reach out for it, and it wouldn't be where you thought. It'd be like an optical illusion. You'd be like,
it's like one of those old
swiping that day.
One of the pictures from the 90s where you had to unfocus your eyes.
Exactly what it was like. Yeah, but you just looked at it the right way, and all of a sudden it would be like it'd go from like here to a big like almost zoom in.
Things to do before the internet.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do. You leaned over to fart, and as soon as you did that, I heard this low. Whoa! What the hell did you eat?
I leaned over to burp. I just didn't want to burp in the phone.
It looked like you were.
I was gonna go. And all of a sudden, I could hear it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like,
that's not coming out of my chest.
You were doing that whole like that rock your ass over so that you know you can kind of sneak one out. Like
that was perfect.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I'm gonna apologize right here now for the kind of fucked up audio we're gonna have in this.
Oh, this is gonna be really bad.
Yeah, the
well, it's a new mic.
Yeah,
new
we
setup.
Haven't gotten the balance, and I am able to change the setup of my microphone because the other microphone we had did not allow for the sensitivity that I could use on this.
With my voice, I'm used to having the gain up and sitting a little bit closer, so I can capture more of the intricacies. So it's going to be a little. There's going to be a little navigating to make sure we can get the sound right.
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
It's weird though. I'm kind of vain because I'm like, boy, I love the sound of my voice. I'm going to have to just keep talking and talking and talking.
Well, and that's the thing when you get a new microphone. It's like, wow, I can actually hear me. It doesn't just.
It doesn't just sound like, hey, how you doing? This is me talking on a microphone. This is what it used to sound like when you bought microphones from Radio Shack. Your stuff sound like shit.
See, here's another antiquated moment. Radio Shack used to be awesome because they'd have
stuff.
Parts and things.
Yeah, you could build a time machine.
Really?
Almost, yeah.
And now, well, it's going to be going away anyway, but now it's just all, do you want to have a Verizon phone or an AT&T phone?
Yeah. Have you walked into a Radio Shack recently?
No, it's got to be at least a year or two.
Yeah, it's just cell phones and remote control cars. That's it.
Last time I went in there, I had a solar light from the backyard that wasn't, it was a like a spotlight, but it wasn't lasting long enough. So I went into Radio Shack to get myself a four-pronged rechargeable battery clip so I could solder it on so I could basically charge up the batteries longer and more. That was the last thing I actually went into there.
And did they look at you all like... You go in there like I need this piece so I can add it into my light, and the kid looks at him, sir, I don't think you can do that. Yeah. I gotta get in touch with the manager because we don't sell things like that. You're gonna the FBI is gonna be knocking on your door.
I basically said something like, I have a solar light that I did. I took apart and I want to rebuild it, but have more battery power.
And then their eyes gloss over when you start saying I'm going to rebuild stuff, and they go,
"Don't you want a DVD player?"
Well, sir, none of our salads have pasta in them.
Anti-pasta.
Okay, that was a flashback.
You have to go back to last week to get that.
Yes. Bourbon time. We did that. I don't know if I'll keep it in there. If I cut it out, we did like this kind of ohm thing, and it changed. And my voice has something happened.
Yeah, that's why I do it. So a lot of this stuff where the ohm.
Yeah.
I do that because I want to capture the voice that I want to capture.
Right.
And then I just have to keep going. Like an old man.
Yes.
Well, why did it change? Would it change it bad or better?
Changed. I don't know. It's different. Sounds different than I did. Maybe I'm sitting further back because now I get up here and it gets all bassy. I sit back a little bit and it changes the sound of it. I get up here and it sounds all bassy.
See, I should have brought the Tabasco. For those of you who haven't been here before recording started, Tabasco helps the voice.
Well, did you hear that from somewhere or did you just find that out on your own?
I've noticed it in the past. See, with my physical makeup, I've had like sinus issues throughout my life, and I've noticed certain things will help clear my head up.
Right.
And a lot of what happens with my voice is because my my nasal passages just don't, I don't know if they don't work the way they should or they're overworked. I don't know. They work better. My voice sounds better when my head is clear.
Well, anybody's voice should sound better. Right. It's like I'm a little stuffed up and I can hear it.
Yeah.
Like I
so
I just. It sounds different. You sound a little more, a little nasally. Well,
like, you sound like that. Excuse me, sir. Would you like that size in a small or a medium? Operator, how can I direct your call?
And there's another throwback to it. Yeah. See, I like the corner over there because that's where the light, the cords run down. And what I'm pointing at is the, I'll take a picture and I'll post it. The corner of the studio where I ran the rope lighting. I had to run the wires down the wall, and well, there you heard that
audio.
The power cord.
Through.
Let me mute that. So the power cord on the rope light is only like 4 feet long, so that doesn't quite reach down to the outlet that doesn't exist there. So I had to run extension cord around the floor, and then put a power strip over there, and you could see the light bleeding through the acoustic foam.
Looks cool. The thing I like is the that triangle you have on the wall of the studio foam actually looks like some bad sci-fi scenery from like an old 80s sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
So it actually looks like that should be like the logo from like some bad reptilian force.
Yeah, it does look like it should be on like a Klingon ship or something.
Yeah, something weird.
Like Kirk's Klingons.
Right.
Not like...
The original.
Yeah, the original Klingons. I got bored, so I put that square in an angle.
I saw.
Yes.
Well, I was actually thinking about relocating my studio.
Well, your studio is now in a closet.
Yes. But it's a fairly... It's not a big closet, but it's not a small closet.
And it's like...
It works. It works pretty good.
It does work good. It's just... it's like trying to escape a coin purse... Because the way you've got it all set up, you've got to.
Yeah, it's
there's flaps and such you need to maneuver through.
Yeah, it's not the perfect design.
No,
when you're in there sitting down recording, it's fine. But then if you have to get,
you are literally like a pea in a pod.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just this studio is fairly spacious.
Yeah, that's why I was actually thinking about going up to the to the attic and. Maybe building some false walls.
Yeah.
And getting some nice thick foam. And dense, even if they're small.
Dense foam. Yeah. Like one.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Thick. If it's really thick and dense, but.
Well, you know what I
mean. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. But even if the walls are small, they don't have to be wide at all. They just need to hold just that foam.
Just block the sound.
Yeah. So I'm considering that. And then I figure I can get myself one of those little portable air conditioners for the one that's warm.
So you sent me a text yesterday that you might want to go camping.
Oh, yes.
And you said next week. You are aware that next week is 4th of July weekend.
I realized that afterwards. But I was actually thinking about taking off this Friday, though, just for the hell of it. I don't know what you were thinking about doing.
I hadn't had any plans, but I want to do something.
Because I was, the 4th of July weekend, that Wednesday before I have a family obligation, I have to go, you know, pick someone up at the airport. So,
my nose was
was
whistling. All right, let's try that again. I was trying to sit back too, and all I heard was
I heard it too. See, now I'm gonna watch. There we go.
Quite whistly.
So, I have a family obligation. I have to pick someone up at the airport on that Wednesday, and since I have Friday off, I didn't really want to go into work 2 days. Have a day off of where I really didn't have a day off and then go in for a day. So I took Thursday off.
Yeah.
So then I have that big long weekend. And then the following week, I have that Friday off and then the Monday following. So that those 2 weeks are going to be short weeks. And so my brain is already in not working mode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
So I was thinking that since I still have. Even if I take this Friday off, I have about 25 days of vacation left for the year.
God.
So now let's cut back in this. All right, start off again.
I forget where we were.
16 years. How long you been there?
Oh yeah. Okay. Our cue card person is left.
You think you're drunk after like one drink.
No, I was thinking. I go, man, that was quite a bit back in the conversation. I guess we'll start tomorrow.
That was like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, but that part of the, we stopped in a different part. But, oh, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to start right over.
Yeah. So you've been there for, what, 15 years now?
Going on 16 years.
Does it feel weird when you do that?
No.
It's like, it's not.
No, because this is the way my brain works.
Yeah.
If
do you start over conversations with people? You just like,
well, no, but if being, this is going to be weird, but being in business for a long time and going to school for business.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was taught is that if you're going to do any speeches or anything like that, then you need to rehearse.
Rehearse it, yeah.
So for a very long time, I rehearsed things in my head just to make sure they sound right. So that is just very fluent for me.
Yeah. Well, it just always seems weird because usually the first conversation is the best. And then you try – there'll be something that will be said. We did that in the lead-in. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, because we do it after the podcast.
Yeah.
So we know what we're going to say.
You're breaking down the fourth wall, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. People are going to be, what? What? This isn't all just...
This isn't live?
Live? Are you serious?
I thought Bigfoot was really there.
But,
anyway. So, yes.
Yeah, we'll say something and just naturally feed off of what was said, and then, oh, shit, we got to start over, and then you try to do it again, and it never sounds as natural.
No, it doesn't.
So...
But if you're doing it to your... Then you, to yourself, if you're doing it yourself, if you're rehearsing for a speech or anything else, well, that yeah. It does have a tendency because you become more familiar with the nuances of what you're saying.
Exactly. Well, that's what happened when I was doing the script for the video. I did it like 4 or 5 times,
mm-hmm.
And by the last time, I forget that I'm recording sometimes, so I'll start and I'll be talking. I'll try to get all the way through it. Like every sentence metered the way I would say, and I'm like, wait, I don't have to do that. I can read the sentence, stop.
Yep.
I've reset my breathing. Go on to the next sentence because I have the magic of editing. It's right there.
It's at your fingertips.
Yeah. So I forget sometimes I can do that.
So I have about at least 25 days left in the year, and I did want to go to.
No, you've been there for what, 15 years now, right?
I'm going on 16.
Jesus Christ.
I wanted to go see the Redwoods. I really wanted to do that, especially after the year or so that I've had.
Well, yeah, with everything.
Yeah, and I have some money where I could do it, but I don't know how long overtime's going to last. It might be going away, and I don't take vacations. I've never really had the extra cash to do stuff like that.
Yeah,
I've always had things I needed to do.
Yeah, we need vacation. I got to go work.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, it'd be worse if I did decide to go on vacation and it wasn't a good time. I'd always be thinking about all the money, what I could have done with all that money. And that, I know that's a personality
but you
defect.
Gotta, yeah, it's, I'll get the same thing where I want to, I'll go anywhere. I'll be out and about, and I'll be hungry. Instead of getting something to eat, I'll be like, no, I eat at, you know, I'll be going here. And I'm trying to train myself, no, you know, it's okay to...
to go other places.
To go, yeah, to not... even if I'm thinking, well, I really want to get, you know, this at this place, there's no reason why I can't just go somewhere else.
It's weird.
Kind of living in the moment more.
Yeah, you get into that pattern, and then when you... especially when it comes to food. But anyway, that actually takes us back to about 10 minutes ago, or longer.
So you've been working for, what, 15 minutes?
No, 10 years. No, actually 16 years. I meant to say 16 years.
See, that's why trying to go back to something never really works.
It feels like this has happened before. I was thinking about camping. I was actually considering breaking down, getting myself a tent, and getting out.
Nice.
It's amazing how much this mic picks up. So anyway.
Look, Mom, someone pooped in my pants.
Wait, that's a joke. Hang on. Guy in a bar. Drinking. Eventually, the bartender's like, I gotta cut you off. You can't drink anymore. Patron goes, one more drink. Bartender's like, one more drink, then you have to leave. Can't do it. Patron picks up the drink, drinks it right down, gets sick, throws up all over himself. Really nervous, going, I can't go home like this. My wife's going to kill me. She thinks I'm at work still. I'm not supposed to be here. So the bartender goes, listen, buddy, I'll help you out here. He goes, this is what you do. You get $10, and you fold it up, and you put it in your shirt pocket. You tell your wife when you get home, oh, my God, you'll never believe this story. I went out. I know I wasn't supposed to be out, but I went out for a couple of drinks. This guy who was really liquored up, got sick, threw up on me, gave me this $10, put it in my pocket, said, here, you could get dry cleaned. So goes, you know, the guy's like, thanks, bartender. You're the best. And goes home. Gets home, of course, barely gets in the doors, knocking things over. And the wife wakes up. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you doing? And he goes, well, look, I have $20. And she's like, well, what are you talking about? What's this $20 for? It's like, well, this guy got really sick and threw up all over my shirt, and he gave me this $10 so I can get my shirt dry cleaned. She goes, well, what's the other $10 for? Well, that's for my pants. And that pop was perfect. Anyway, see, that would have been funnier if it wasn't for the pop.
Oh, boy.
That's my note to stop drinking bourbon.
I would venture to tell the joke about the purple gorilla, but we don't have that kind of time. Did I ever tell you the purple gorilla joke?
I remember a purple gorilla, but I don't recall the specifics. Mm. And that should be the title of the episode. So anyway, last weekend, we'll of course have to reach into our hiking since that's a feature anymore.
Yes.
Saturday, we went to... where the hell did we go Saturday?
Well, yeah, Saturday, you kept asking me all week, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go hiking? And I did not set... I didn't do any kind of planning. I just knew it was kind of a bitch of a week at work. I didn't have a lot of time to really think about it. And I decided to just wing it on Saturday. I was going to go Friday and go for a hike, and... Saturday morning, woke up, and you're like, well, where do you want to go? And I'm like, let's just make it one of those days where we just go somewhere.
Breakfast.
We got breakfast, a very good breakfast.
It was delicious.
Oh, it was excellent. And then we went to, we used the All Trails app.
Yep.
And located trails in the Lackawanna State Forest, which is in Thornhurst, Pennsylvania, which apparently used to be called Gouldsboro, but now there is a Gouldsboro, Pennsylvania, which is not in Thornhurst. Remember the sign we saw?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, there's that. But, so we went down to the trails and drove through that little dirt road.
Tannery Road.
Yeah, it was really cool. Old, a lot of pine forest, very old forest, very cool.
It was really nice. It was a good drive.
And since it's a state forest and not a state park, it's not like there's a lot of amenities or... very easy trails. So at one point we're driving down Tannery Road and I stop the car and I back up and I laugh and I go, look at all the blaze in those trees. You can see clear back, you know, a couple hundred feet back through the woods, and there's blaze. There's a trail there, but
There was no trail.
There was no trail.
It was just woods.
Follow the paint on the trees.
Yeah, and there was a lot of paint. Like, this, here's go this way, go that way, go like this
every
way.
Every tree had... Yeah, it was funny. But so then we went to... what was that trail called? Pine Hill?
Yeah, we took Pine Hill to...
The Frank Gantz Trail.
Yeah, it started off as, I think it started off as Powder Magazine. And then we took a left on the Pine Hill. Looped around and then took Frank Gantz back.
Yes.
But there's, I hate that name. I don't know why it's a tongue tire.
Frank Gantz.
And
but there's the overlook up there. Well, not really an overlook. It's like an observation deck. Yeah. You go up this little tower. It was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
And you could see, there's that sign there. Water on one side of the observation tower flows into the Delaware River. Water on the other side of it flows into the Susquehanna. So you're right on the ridge. You're on the border of two watersheds, basically. It was pretty cool.
It was a nice hike. There were a couple of spots where the the brush got a little bit thick.
Yeah.
Not bad.
A lot of tick checks.
Yeah. Well, we did catch a tick. You know, got one. I mean, it wasn't on me. It was crawling.
Yeah, it just got on us. Yeah, because you saw one. Like, I got a tick, and I looked down, and there was one just crawling off my sock under my leg.
But it was nice. It was a really nice hike. 2.5 hours, maybe, at the most.
Almost three.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 miles.
Yeah.
But it was a nice hike. It wasn't overly difficult. There was that one section on the Frank Gantz where it was just a lot of brush, which made it not difficult, but a little unnerving because you were just always looking for ticks.
It's the only thing that once you see a tick on you...
You think you have a tick on you all the time.
You're paranoid.
Yep.
And then every minute or two, you're checking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is better than not being paranoid.
Exactly.
And then you go home and you're like, Christ, look at that.
Yeah, look at that thing.
So then on on Sunday, I went to the Northwoods Trail at Lackawanna State Park.
Right.
Which,
so, the Lackawanna State Forest one day and the Lackawanna State Park. And you'd think they'd be nearby, but they're not.
And Lackawanna actually means the meeting of two rivers, I think. So it's kind of something there.
What?
No?
Winding River?
Okay, never mind.
Windy River, something like that?
But that was a very nice trail. It took me... I only went the one part of it, and it lasted from start to basically from one point back to the same point, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. It was really nice. And that's why I don't know... Were you thinking about doing something on Friday or Saturday? Or don't you care?
Does not matter. I'll do something both days. I didn't find anything immediately, so... I was looking up the definition of Lackawanna.
Got 4 second attention span anymore.
Well, if it's not something, I'm not going to sit here for 20 minutes trying to find something.
Oh,
I believe it means...
you don't need to know it.
Yeah, winding river, or maybe it means river of many forks. Because there are a lot of branches of the Lackawanna. There's an east branch, the west branch, and then it kind of forks off in little spots all over the place. So I had another idea.
Yeah.
And this came to me today. And again, on the lines of how best to expand the podcast and what our ultimate goal is.
The network.
The network and just kind of getting into the voiceover and the, you know, stuff like that. Since we both have very similar points of view on the whole distracted driving
thing.
Finding an organization or a, you know, committee, whoever is doing something like don't text and drive or, you know, and offering some voiceover services for free to show our support.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
Do a little, you know, give a little bit.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a couple of organizations like that.
There are.
I like that.
Yeah. Find one that, you know, that maybe is local or local-er, more local.
Yeah.
Local-er, more local than others, and, you know, see what we can do.
Worst case scenario, they say no.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, who's going to turn down a free spot?
Not many people.
No. Especially for something like that. It's for a good cause.
I had a woman today. As I'm coming home, there's a stretch of the highway where there is an on-ramp that's very long. I think they were predicting an expansion of the highway.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going along, and this stretch of the highway is tight.
Yeah. Oh, and this is where it goes from four lanes to two, like that?
This is where, no, but it's coming the other way.
Oh, okay.
So... I'm driving along, I merge, and I'm coming out of work, so I don't want stress at all. I just want to go nice and slow and go home.
Right.
And as I'm merging, I get between two tractor trailers. which is, to me, nice because I know they're going to be going slower. They're working. They're on the job. They don't want to be driving like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm moving along, here comes this white SUV coming along the on-ramp. Now, the on-ramp ends. Yes. Like it's nothing, speeding up, passing everybody. I'm getting close to the spot where it ends. And I'm starting to get nervous now, and I look into my mirror, and it's a Mercedes from Jersey. I'm like, okay, maybe they know where they're going. Maybe they don't. There's tons of signs. There's a painted on the road. There's signs. This lane ends. So she continues to come down all the way up where she tries to get ahead of me, where she thinks she's going to continue, and then she realizes it's going to stop. So she starts slowing down. What do you think she does? Just starts merging right next to me. I'm blowing on the horn. She's not stopping. Coming into me. And so I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, you got traffic next to you.
I'm not going to hit somebody on my left because it wants to hit me on my right.
So because you're going to hit them. She's not going to hit you. Now it's your fault.
Now it's my fault. Yeah. So I'm blowing on the horn, and then all of a sudden the car disappears behind me. And then I see her merge and go past me on the right hand and left hand side. The only reason I know it's a her because I made a point to look. Now, I didn't throw the finger. I didn't get upset. I'm trying to get away from that in my life.
Yeah.
So I noticed that. And so she passes. And I'm like, well, that's good for you. You have a nice Mercedes. I don't know why you're around, but just go away. Go.
Yeah.
And then we go another two exits. I'm coming up on my exit. And I have another person merging. So I moved left so I let that person get in. And I end up passing them, and now I'm getting off my exit, and it's a one-lane exit, so I'm up waiting, trying to make a left. Who do you think comes up in that exit but the same white Mercedes with the jersey plates? All the way up the right-hand side, up the rumble strips where you're not supposed to drive, all the way up to where I'm sitting, and now she moves all the way up where I can't see the lane coming down. So I'm trying to make a left, and I can't see anybody who's coming right.
Right.
So I start slowly creeping out because I'm trying to see who's coming. What do you think she does? She starts creeping out to see if she can see past me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time, she's looking at me like I didn't exist. I'm like, I know you know me because I passed you.
Yeah, you just almost ran into me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know exactly who I am.
So be nice.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
I mean, basically, the moral of this is, I don't want to see anybody get killed because you don't want to pay attention to the road. You think that driving is just such a pedestrian, whatever. More importantly, I don't want you to kill me.
Yes. So, or anyone I know or love.
Yeah. So just, I see so many newer cars that you know have Bluetooth in them, and the people are on the phone, right up to their ear, not paying attention. Use the Bluetooth. So yeah, I think finding one of these agencies or organizations that was trying to get the word out, I think find one of them and
donate our time.
I really think,
I'm up for it.
Yeah, I'll start doing some research into it and see what we can find.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, so I think this will do it for this week's episode of the Definitive Intelligence Podcast. I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
Drive safe. Be good.
We'll see you next time.
Take care. Curiosity.
Happy birthday, get your hat.
One Mars year. It's like meditating. Oh.
Yeah. That actually, do it again.
Oh. That is om.
Oh.
Well, that was off.
Well, worked.
Look, Mom, someone pooped in my pants.